7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org, sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Coming back here live from my radio hut. You're on Dakota Avenue, very close to the street, but not outside. I'm not going that route today. Well, welcome to December 12th. Listen, thank you very much for waking up with us here this morning. And time to talk CHI St. Francis. And with Scott, I'm usually talking pharmacy.
Yep.
But right now, I just have to compliment you on this Christmas coat that you're wearing. Pull that mic up to you.
I know. It's Festive Friday out at the hospital. I got my Christmas sports coat on. We're feeling festive.
You got reindeer. You got Christmas stockings and candy canes and snowflakes. Yep. It's all good.
I don't get a chance to wear this too often, so... Yeah. Any chance I can, right? You got to break it out of the closet and dust it off. And
so how many of the staff out there are kind of following your lead?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's a bunch. I mean, not a ton of sports coats, but there's a lot of sweaters, mm-hmm. a lot of hats. It's been a good – they're doing a whole, like, 12 days of Christmas. So every day it's a different activity. So
I love that.
Christmas socks.
I love that.
It's Festive Friday, so we're having fun out there.
Getting in the spirit of the season. Hey, I got to ask you something, too, before you introduce our guest here. Cold and flu season going on. I mean, you're seeing an uptick, people coming through.
Yeah, I think for sure influenza, specifically the influenza A, is hitting the community pretty good. We're having a huge uptick in, you know, both the clinic and the ER out there. So a lot of people, you know, I've even had friends, you know, texting me asking, you know, different advice and things like that. So it's here. And I think between all the activities and, you know, people getting together
in that time of year, you know,
basketball games, holidays, seasons. It's that time of the year. So if you haven't got your flu shot, get out and get it now.
Do you get that a lot? People going, hey, Scott, doing what you're doing, can you give me some advice here?
Well, yeah, pretty good.
Start charging for that, buddy.
Yeah, I should.
Get another coat.
Well, that's the beauty of pharmacy, right? We're accessible people, right?
Without a doubt.
They know who we are and we like chatting.
We've talked with this gentleman before, and it was a great discussion. Introduce one of the newest members to your family out there.
Yeah, so today with us is Dr. Brightman, a new surgeon out at St. Francis. He is here to just chat and go over some of the things he can do. And, you know, he's been a great addition for us out there. If you've ever met him, he's super funny, really nice guy. He knows his stuff, so it's been great to have him, and I'll turn it over to him.
Dr. Brightman, step up to the microphone.
Good morning, Bill.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
So I got to ask, how are you enjoying this weather? It's been about 2 years since we've had anything like this extreme.
I've never experienced a winter like that, I must be honest.
Right. So again, back up. Your home country is where?
Well, I was born in Ukraine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so...
But I've been in the U.S. for many, many years now.
But never, like, you know, exposed to this kind of...
Not in that cold, no.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll apologize for all us Northerners. So your time at St. Francis, how has it been, introductory period and coming in? How's it been for you?
Well, it's been wonderful. I've been practicing surgery for 26, 27 years now.
Okay.
At the stage of my career that I decided I want to be in a smaller community, smaller hospital, mm-hmm. you know, grow some roots. And, you know, I chose Wahpeton because I loved, you know, both Terry Anderson and Ross and, you know, that little facility. And it's a game changer for the community.
We're glad to have you here. Believe me, definitely a great resource. So as far as the surgeries and things, can you kind of thumbnail it for us what you're seeing coming in or what you've been doing?
So it's a crazy situation that that size of a community of WAP and Brig doesn't have a surgeon, really. There are several surgeons that coming from outside here and there seeing patients in the morning, but mm-hmm. really there is no surgical coverage. So this is a true game changer for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from, you know, I'm covering the ER 24/7, really. So any, you know, if you have a trauma today, and you come, you know, you're brought to the ER in St. Francis. There is a ER physician that sees you. Now there is also a surgeon there. that can make a huge difference. If you need an emergent surgical intervention, mm-hmm. you know, it takes a lot of time to get you to Fargo or get you to anywhere else. So that could be a life-saving thing. If you have acute surgical issues, whether it's a painful hernia or bowel obstruction or appendicitis or cholecystitis, until now there was really no surgical service of, you know, out of working hours and often also during the mornings. So many people had to be, you know, traveling to Fargo, and your family have to travel for you for the after you for the surgery and so on. Now you can have it all done here at home. You know, one day in the hospital, go home. It's a huge difference. And also, obviously, for elective procedures, any kind of surgical elective procedure, again, gallbladder, hernia.
Good point.
You know, skin lesion and so on. You don't have to go outside of town. Everything is done here. Very easy, very convenient.
Dr. Brightman, time-wise, is it a challenge for you being the only on-site surgeon here, or has it been a challenge, or you know, do you see an opportunity to have other surgeons here on-site, like you said, the 24/7?
So since it's a smaller hospital, you know, it's not that common that I've been called to the hospital during the night. It happens about twice a month so far. So it's not a big deal. Like, I can do it. If and when the service got busier and we have way more patients, we might have a second surgeon.
Yeah.
But for now, it's doable, and I'm doing that with love. And there is no formal call schedule for the hospital. They just call me every time they need me, and I come.
Why don't you have a Christmas coat like this guy here standing next to you? Got to work on that, Scott.
We got to get him the different days here of our 12 days of Christmas.
Okay, yeah.
I'll get him a copy of the flyer, and I'm sure he's got some fun, you know, hats and socks or something to bust out. So,
Dr. Brightman, are you wound up for Christmas? Are you ready for the holiday to get here?
Absolutely, yeah. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Cannot wait to see my family and celebrate it, yeah.
I love that. Is that one of your favorites? Christmas, one of your favorites?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Dr. Brightman, great to have you in the community.
Thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it.
Well, and again, both of you, stop back anytime. Okay,
yeah.
And Merry Christmas to both of you. It's the first time I've gotten to do that now with my guest mics. So Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to all the listeners. Thanks for tuning in.
You got it. And folks, you missed any of this, it'll be podcasting up on our website early this afternoon. It's 9:32. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Mick Hare talked with Endon Director Daryl Richardson about his projection for the weather for the 2026 growing season.
This is the million-dollar question. What everybody came for here today, the 2026 growing season. What do you see for next year?
You know, this area was dry last summer. Down in Fargo southward was wet. But I just think dry again, like 21, 22, 23, 24, when there's more dry areas than wet areas regionally, will happen again. Whereas this year, most areas are actually wetter than average, except northeastern North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota was drier than average.
Yeah, the 89-year drought didn't happen.
Right. And so that's what I'm thinking for next summer. And temperature-wise, I think it'll be warmer than this summer, but still not necessarily warm. My analogs really are close to average, which, again, would be an improvement. Most areas this past year were 1 or 2 degrees below. Which was really, in many ways, good for the wheat crop, and that's why we're here, Minnesota Wheat sponsor, of course. But, you know, for corn and soybeans, that's why, again, we needed that warm September. And granted, we had the 1-2 bad days, but we did get it this past year. My hunch is we won't get it next year.
The USDA this month continues to raise the level of projected record world wheat production. But which nations are major contributors to that latest forecast? Rod Bain has the story.
Add another almost 9 million tons to USDA's latest monthly look at world wheat production. Continuing projected record wheat production, that is. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jankowski notes several major producing nations contributed to the December global wheat production increase, including Canada with 3 million tons and Argentina with 2 million.
The growing conditions this year in Argentina have been seemingly perfect so far. That's leading to expectations of a record large crop, so record yield, record production in Argentina.
This is Ag Central.
Hi, I'm Carl Peterson. You know, every successful season starts with smart decisions, and that's exactly what Promise Plus is all about. You already know Peterson Seed Performs, top genetics, the traits you need, and tested locally, proven across thousands of acres right in your backyard. And when you order your Peterson seed by December 15th, you'll unlock exclusive Promise Plus rewards points. Good for tools, gear, and gifts you'll actually use. Plus, you can access flexible 0% financing through your local bank or use John Deere financing. Promise Plus just makes it even smarter to plan ahead. Call your Peterson dealer or visit Peterson.ag to order by December 15th and make next year's crop your best yet. Promise Plus from Peterson. Local research and proven performance. Seed smarter, grow stronger. And that's a promise.
That's a check of our Ag News update to the Ag Central Radio Network. Ag News and Markets brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, it's Amanda at Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley. Brr. Old Man Winter is right around the corner. Beat him to the punch. Call me, Amanda, and schedule a time to have your heating fuels filled. We thank you for your business.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Got some blowing snow. We're at one above right now. Wind chills 36 below. Wintown Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Damplo. Good morning. North Dakota legislators are preparing for the impact of a free school meals program that could be considered by voters next year, but predicting how much it will cost, that's challenging, in part because it's tough to know how many students would eat breakfast and lunch at school if the meals were free. Linnell Johnson, Director of Child Nutrition and Food Distribution for the Department of Public Instruction, told lawmakers this week, "We can't predict future participation." Johnson told members of the budget section Education and Environment Division. Johnson previously estimated providing free school meals to North Dakota students would cost about $140 million for 2 years. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Breckenridge Public Utilities.
This winter, get smart with energy savings and upgrade to a smart thermostat with help from Breckenridge Public Utilities. Many of today's smart thermostats learn your schedule and adjust automatically. And with Wi-Fi capabilities, they put control at your fingertips. There's a simple, convenient way to save on energy bills, all while keeping your home cozy. Plus, with holiday discounts and rebates on Energy Star models, switching has never been easier. Call 218-643-4681 or visit brightenergysolutions.com to start saving energy and money one degree at a time.
Fargo police asked people to stay away from the area of 15th Avenue North and Broadway yesterday afternoon after what the department described as an ongoing incident. 24-year-old Moorhead man Damon Peterson was later arrested for preventing arrest and for an outstanding warrant. Police say shortly after 2:30, officers responded to an assist from the Department of Corrections in Minnesota in locating a wanted person. Peterson was wanted for a parole violation related to a previous burglary conviction. Police say that Peterson refused to exit the residence for officers due to known factors and Peterson's known criminal history. The Red River Valley SWAT team was activated. An armored vehicle was also brought in and officers were telling someone to come out of the house. Police removed Peterson from that home a short time later. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, anytime, go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Meteorologist Mick Kerr, cloudy with areas of light snow this morning. Temps are teens above east of I-29, single digits above across the rest of and most of North Dakota, although single digits below zero, north central and northwest North Dakota. And we have a northwest wind that'll bring us some of the coldest air of the winter so far, along with life-threatening wind chills. Couple of weather headlines this morning. First, a winter weather advisory till mid-afternoon. Little snow, some reduced visibility, blowing snow. A cold weather advisory. All of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and most of North Dakota through Sunday. Wind chills in the 40s below after a touch of light snow this morning and early afternoon. Strong Arctic high pressure coming at us out of the Canadian Rockies. Deep cold will create some life-threatening conditions if you're caught out in the cold. Winds currently northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35 already, creating some travel issues in rural areas and cold wind chills. On the leading edge of the approaching cold, some light snow. No significant accumulation, but blowing snow and falling temperatures today. Wind chills teens below now will be 20s below this afternoon, and that thermometer will keep dropping to about 15 below by tomorrow morning. High tomorrow, 10 to 5 below. Wind chills in the 30s below. Sunday morning, 25 below or colder. In the meantime, don't take chances with this cold. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
When it comes to Scrooge Saturday at Stutzman Harley-Davidson of Jamestown, it's not the journey, it's the destination. It's the biggest shopping event of the year and used bike blowout. No reasonable offer will be refused. Enjoy beverages and lunch from 11 to 2 tomorrow. Hit the open road and don't miss it. Scrooge Saturday tomorrow at Stutzman Harley-Davidson of Jamestown.
Robert Wanick, bumping all your favorite hits from 10 to 2, Monday through Friday. Hits from 2K like Blink 182 and Ludacris. And hits from today like Imagine Dragons and Jelly Roll. It's a party, baby. B92.7 FM.